ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So there is a nice prayer called Gita Mahatmyam. It is composed by Sri Shankara Acharya. According to the Puranas, Shankaracharya is actually Lord Shiva, and he was deputed by Krishna to appear as this Brahmana, Shankara Acharya, and propound the Mayavad philosophy. But he has written this very nice poem, Gita Mahatmyam, and this is how we will get very much ready for tomorrow's Bhagavad Gita Mahayagya. Gita Shastram Idang Punyang Yapathet Prayatak Puman Vishno Padam Avapnoti Vayashokadi Varjita. One with a regulated mind recites with devotion Bhagavad Gita, which is the bestower of all virtue, will attain to a holy abode such as Vaikuntha, the residence of Lord Vishnu, which is always free from the mundane qualities which are based on fear and lamentation. So hopefully we will all tomorrow recite Bhagavad Gita with devotion. Number two, Gita Yayana Shilasya Pranayama Parasyacha Naivasanti Hipapani Purva Janma Kritani Cha. If one reads Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, so what are the two qualifications? Sincere and serious. Then by the grace of the Lord, the reactions of one's past misdeeds will not act. There you go. You will become freed from all past misdeeds if you read Bhagavad Gita sincere and seriousness. Could you ask for a better benediction? You're going to get freed from all misdeeds. Same thing Krishna says in Bhagavad, Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami. I deliver. Krishna says, I deliver you from all sinful reactions. Ma Shuchaha, don't worry. Don't hesitate. Don't fear. Don't doubt. Shankaracharya is saying, if you read Bhagavad Gita, sincere and serious. Number three, Malane Mochanang Pungsam Jalasnanang Dine Dine Sakrit Gitam Ratasnanang Sangsara Malanashanam. One may cleanse daily by taking a bath in water, but if one takes a bath once in the sacred Ganga water of Bhagavad Gita, the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. So you, in the Lord Chaitanya's prayers, Sarvatma Snapanam, in his first Shikshastakam prayer, Sarvatma Snapanam, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the full bathing of the soul. Full. Complete. Sometimes ladies, they take half. They don't wet the head of the hair, right? For so many reasons. But reading Bhagavad Gita, all the dirt of material life vanquished. Even if you read Bhagavad Gita once. Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyai Shastra Vistarai Yaswayang Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmadvinisrita. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What's his name? Or Vasudev. Is Vasudev here? Jai. Because it's spoken by Vasudev, one need not read any other Vedic literature. Am I saying that? Who's saying this? And who did I say he was? No, but who is he? Oh, anybody going to argue with Lord Shiva? So Lord Shiva, in the form of Shankaracharya, is saying, no need to read any other literature except... Am I right, Kamlesh? You like what Shankaracharya is saying? You approve, huh? Very good. No need, he said. No need, just read Bhagavad Gita. One need only attentively and regularly. Ah, not just once a year. Yeah, I'll go tomorrow. Tomorrow's the yagya. I'll go. I'm done for the year. I paid my taxes. No. Attentively, that means not like this. I'm at the yagya, but I'm looking at my cell phone, checking my messages. Swaha. No. Attentively, regularly hear and read Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are so absorbed in mundane activities that it is not possible for them to read all the Vedic literatures. After all, 4 Puranas, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, you're going to read all that? Barely people can read the Back to Godhead magazine when it comes once a month. They might read one article. But that's why it's saying that's okay. Shankaracharya is saying it's okay, just read Bhagavad Gita. And there's another, I don't have time tonight, but there's another Mahatmya. It says if you read one shloka, you get so much benefit. Okay, you read a half a shloka, you get so much benefit. All right, you read one quarter of a shloka. You read one word, you get delivered from so much. So find one word in Bhagavad Gita and say it, such as Krishna. Nobody's saying it. Oh, okay. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice because it is the essence of all Vedic literatures. The essence. Just like in the olden days in America, you used to get the milk delivered to the door, bottled milk. I used to get that when I was a child. The milkman would deliver in the morning. And at the top of the milk was what? Cream. You could see it. The essence. Bhagavad Gita is the creme de la creme of all the Vedic literatures. It's the essence because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bharatam Ritta Sarvasvam Vishnu Vaktrad Vinisritam Gita Gandotakam Pitva Purna Jamana Vidyate. By drinking the water of the Ganges water of the Gita. So again, this is twice now. Shankaracharya has compared Gita to Ganga Jal. You all know Ganga Jal. He's twice now compared drinking Bhagavad, just like you drink, right? You drink Ganga Jal like that sometimes. So, how do you drink Bhagavad Gita? Here? The ear. You drink it through your ears. Remember I said that when you become transcendental, your senses are interchangeable? Here's the beginning. You drink Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita through your ears. It's amrita. It's oral amrita. The divine quintessence of the Mahabharata. Yes. In the Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami tells the sages of Naimasharanya, the whole purpose of reading the Mahabharata is to come to Bhagavad Gita. That's the whole purpose. Emanating from the holy lotus mount of Lord Krishna. Krishna has lotus eyes, lotus face, lotus hands, lotus feet, lotus mouth. So what Krishna is coming out. So if one drinks the Gita, one will never take rebirth again in the material world. Sign me up. Because I don't want to come back again. Because it's only getting worse now in Kali Yuga. I don't want to come back. In other words, by devotionally reciting the Gita, the cycle of birth and death is terminated. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dukta Gopala Nandana Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dukdang Gita Mritang Mahat. All the Upanishads are like a cow. So there's 108 Upanishads Vyasadeva has compiled. All the Upanishads are like a cow. And the milker of the cow, Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda, Gopala Nandana. Arjuna is the calf. Because the cow gives milk in the presence of the calf. Doesn't she? Right? Arjuna is the calf, and the beautiful nectar of the Gita is the milk. Ah, what a nice example Shankaracharya is giving. That Bhagavad Gita is the milk from the cow of the Upanishads. And Arjuna's the little calf. And fortunate devotees of fine theistic intellect are the drinkers and enjoyers of that milk. Drink up. Drink the Bhagavad Gita. Drink it up. We're coming to the Christmas season, New Year's. You all know what happens in New Year's Eve. They're not drinking Bhagavad Gita. They're drinking all kinds of nasty things. Like my wife yesterday, she was telling me, they had their annual office party. So of course, at the office party, they supply all kinds of liquor. So she was simply watching all of these big lawyers, one drink after the other, and then they had to go to work, and one guy was so intoxicated. Yeah. Just see. They think they're enjoying, but it's enjoyment in the mode of ignorance. Liquor. In the Bhagavatam it says that just like for devotees, milk is amrita, right? What is the amrita of the asuras? Beer, wine, liquor. So, you want to be a demon? Drink. Go to the bar, go to the office party. And drink. Then you're just being a demon. Devotees, do not drink, take alcohol. That's demon's nectar. This is in the Bhagavatam. I'll show you exactly where it is. Fourth canto. The demons, when Maharaj Prithu was milking the earth. So the demons took Prahlad and made Prahlad into a calf. So what were the demons milking from the earth? Wine and liquor. That's their nectar. Devotees, their nectar, milk, or if you're pure devotee, Bhagavad Gita. Last verse. Ekam shastram devaki putra gitam eko devo devaki putra eva eko mantras tasya namani yani karmapyekam tasya devasya seva. Again, this is not me. Don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. This is Shankaracharya. There need be only one holy scripture. Divine Gita sung by Lord Sri Krishna. Nobody else's Gita. Krishna's Gita. That's why Prabhupada wrote his book, Bhagavad Gita As It Is. All right, so Shankaracharya is saying one scripture. There should be, oh, this is great, I love it. Only one worshipful Lord, Krishna. I love Shankaracharya. What do you think, Kamlesh? Yes. And one mantra, his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And only one duty, devotional service unto that supreme worshipful Lord, Sri Krishna. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.